The coronavirus is spreading all across the world. It's affecting the region of Brabant, particularly in the Netherlands. And then, of course, an organization working a lot with internationals, where people come together, have close interaction, get education like a university, is a difficult place to manage because the interaction and the ongoing activities at the universities are important. Nonetheless, pretty severe measures have just been announced by the university, which more or less, I'm not sure whether I may summarize it like this, mean a lockdown of the university physically, but the intention may be to let everything go on digitally. In this podcast, we are very happy to welcome the rector of the university, Professor Frank Baeyens. Is that a summary that you recognize, or do you look into it in a different way?
Yeah, essentially we had to shut down the university physically, exactly as you just said. But we'll be trying to continue as much as possible in an online fashion. And it's a big challenge, I think, for the university, which means that all the courses that we have almost instantaneously have to be developed in an online way. Also the exams, one way or the other, have to be developed in an online way. And it's essentially affecting about 15,000 people. So it's a major effort.
That's a lot. And suddenly they all connect digitally to the university. Also, digitally in this Skype call, we have Limi Karapulachal. She is a student at the university.
Yes, once again, good afternoon. So I'm an international student here. And amongst many, I'm also someone who is thinking about worrying about exams and how the year is going to turn out. So we had a round of questionnaire that we sent around to students as well as other internationals within the city of Eindhoven. So one major concern, as you probably also recognize, among students is also regarding the students who were planning to graduate this year, say master or bachelor students, and how it's going to turn out for them. Because as of right now, since the university is locked down in a way, they cannot perform experiments or use the infrastructure of the university for them to continue their projects. So many questions were in that field of, okay, what about the graduation? How is it going to be? Do they have to extend their study now? Do you have any leads on that?
Yeah, we're clearly looking at it in much detail. A lot, I think, will depend on how long this is going to take. And it's very, very difficult to exactly predict that. But it's certainly something that will, at least that's the way we see it today, will continue at least until April and maybe even longer than that. So it will in particularly affect those students that rely on experimental work. Those that are involved in more theoretical exercises, I think it's manageable. Not easy, but in principle, that's something that you can do off campus as well. But in particular, in those situations where you depend on experimental work, having had to shut down the university, or close the university, closing essentially all the buildings, has a major impact on these students. We will do everything that we can to avoid unnecessary delays in the study program. Sometimes it means that we have to accept that, certain components of the program cannot be executed and may need to be replaced by something else, which is more theoretical. But nevertheless, I think in everything that we're doing today, the ambition is to avoid a delay of students.
Mm-hmm. Not underestimating how big the effort is, but I would expect that in the year 2020, already a lot of classes would be available digitally or could be taken digitally at other places, at other universities. Still, it's a major operation, I guess.
Yeah, it's not just, I mean, a lot of these theoretical classes can be taken digitally, and there's enormous effort in place right now to also transform those parts of the education which are not yet available in a digital format to transform. Actually, as we speak, classes are being recorded and then being distributed in an online way. But clearly, those parts that depend on practical work, lab work, things like that, you cannot transform that in an online fashion. So you have to think about alternatives. A lot of faculty are basically working on that right now, and we hope that we can accommodate any of these changes as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Limi, as a student, what is your main concern? To spend your time in a useful way, or is it that you have a concern about when you can take the exams?
I think it's both, because as hard it is as for the university itself, because yeah, it's something none of us expected, and also as a student, it's so, it just suddenly escalated in a way. So for me as a student, I'm here at home now and I'm thinking, okay, I need to study and watch my lectures and just see what I have to do, prepare for my exams already. However, finding the motivation, and it's kind of hard to just wake up every morning and think, okay, this is actually happening, and I don't have university at the moment, but I still do have normal university lectures going on, which I need to catch up with. So I think overall there's a lot of uncertainty and confusion, but I think the best thing to do is for students to support each other and just talk to your fellow students and see how it is in that sense.
We do, we fully understand how difficult it is. And it's really heartbreaking in a way to see what's happening to our students as well. So the way we foresee it is that we try to maintain the original schedule as close as possible. Because at the end of the day, I think it's important that you get into a new rhythm, like you had when you were going into classes at the university. So we'll basically use the schedule as we had planned it, we'll follow it as closely as we can. Which also means that the exams, we expect that we can schedule them as close as possible to what we originally anticipated. But this is still something that's pretty much evolving, in particular this week, because we're using this week to make this transition to an online format. And as soon as we have more detailed answers, we'll let you know. We'll try to communicate that almost on a daily basis. You probably have seen it. And give you as much information as we can.
Now, Limi, you're in Eindhoven here. That is maybe your home already to a large extent. We also hear that quite a number of students are raising the question, should I go home to my home country or should I stay in the Netherlands? Andy Bororia, you are a first-year bachelor student in the built environment in Spain at this moment.
Yes, that is correct. I left last Thursday, right before the announcement that the university would go online in order to support my family, since Corona is in a significantly worse situation in my home province. Mm-hmm. And we also had a bunch of questions from other students regarding this, because the university is currently urging international students to remain, as well as students that are out of the country to return. However, a lot of us have already left or are planning on leaving. So with the fear of getting locked outside of the Netherlands, a bunch of people were wondering if it is advisable for them to remain in the Netherlands. And I was wondering, as well as many others, so what the rector's thoughts on this matter were.
Well, we can understand that there is a call from the family to come home. I think that's a natural thing to happen. I would like to make a distinction between exchange students and students that have chosen to do their bachelor or master degree at our university. Really, exchange students, you'll find across the world that there's an enormous call to come back to your home country. But since you, as an example, you are basically taking the complete bachelor and most likely also the master degree from our university, I think it still makes sense to stay in the Netherlands under these circumstances. Why? Because there are components in the program that require you to collaborate with your fellow students. And so that makes sense to stay in the Netherlands. Some of it can be replicated online, but some of these components are difficult, I think, to replicate online. That's why we suggest that you stay in the Netherlands. But I understand the call that you get from your family at home. But that's the reason why we recommend you to stay in the Netherlands, because in that way you can still interact with your fellow students.
Mm-hmm. interact in fellow students in the official classes and exercises?
No, no. It has to be outside of the university. There's nothing that we can do at the university. But clearly, I think students will still meet in very small groups, say 2 or 3 students. And if you take appropriate measures, so distance yourself, you can still have interaction with each other. But it has to happen off campus. That is a requirement that we have.
Which is also important, not only for basically doing your studies, but being in another country, you would like to avoid a social isolation and like to meet other fellow students.
Exactly. I think that's one of the concerns that we have, in particular with the international students, is that we hope that they stay in contact with each other in these difficult times. Do that in relatively small groups, say 2-3 students at the same time, rather than having a large gathering. But just like we do, I mean, I'm still with my family, and I every now and then I still see some of my friends. I think it's important to have some social interaction. So in particular, if the international students can help each other, and we will do everything we can to help you, that can make a huge difference, I think, to many of you.
Yes, I definitely hear that, because also I recognize that point amongst many other international students whose parents have asked them to return, but then they were sometimes hesitant because of traveling, for instance, because traveling is not the safest option either in such a situation. Social isolation is one factor that many students are really worried about. And like you said, Rector, it is still possible to meet in smaller groups. However, I'm not sure for how long this will last. For example, I'm from Austria, and in Austria we have a situation where you cannot at all meet other people outside of your house. So whoever lives in your house, you can interact with them, but outside of that, you are not permitted, and you actually fined, in fact, if you do have meeting up with those people.
Yeah, I cannot predict what measures the government is going to take, but at this point in time, they've said that it's not their ambition to go to a full lockdown. That's essentially the situation that you describe in Austria, and then you also see in Italy, where you have a full lockdown and you cannot move freely, I think, outside of your home. The current message that the government is sending is that they will not go into full lockdown, but clearly I cannot predict exactly how that will be in the near future. But that's the current expectation. Which also means that, indeed, under the current circumstances, you can still have social meetings with your friends. Just don't make them too large. Have relatively small meetings, say 2-3, at most 5 people or something in that order of magnitude.
So from the time that I was a student, partying and enjoying life was part of the studies. That may be a disappointment then for students at this period of time.
Yeah.
This social distance.
No, this is impossible right now to have that. So we've actually come to an agreement with the study associations and student associations that they are basically shut down as well to avoid, say, large gatherings. That's the reason why we do it.
Is there anything the university can do to then help for the smaller meetings? Or is it basically something in a one-on-one activity?
Yeah, there is now just like you have this radio, there's also a radio show organized by the university, and also in an effort to connect the people. So lots of things will be developed in the next couple of days, basically to create a platform for social interaction between the students, but on a small scale. I hope you understand that.
Also a platform for interaction, but then digitally, is eindhovennews.com. Chaitali, yes. Sangupta, you get also responses from the international community, not only from students, and social distancing is one of the key things.
Yes, that is something which has been put as questions to us. And especially I actually wanted to ask about the social distancing. I mean, regarding the students, we also get questions from them. So, but then student life is not only about finishing studies. It's also about, you know, like you were saying right now that, it's also about their social lives, going out together, making networks. And, they have a very active social life. But now with this social distancing measure, few of them are worrying a lot. The rector has very clearly said the measures that they can take themselves. But I was just wondering if the university also would provide some other measures, you know, kind of helping them out in this situation.
Do you have a suggestion for that?
Yeah.
Any ideas what we could do as a university?
But really, and no.
We are very limited in what we can do.
Okay.
Like I said, trying to set up this platform where people can connect. And that creates a platform where people say, okay, I want to meet with one or two of my friends. I think it's important that you continue to have social interaction. But it will be different from what we're before. Going to a bar is impossible, clearly. Also, organizing parties, I would say, is out of the question right now. But usually you have at least two or three at order of magnitude very good friends. I see no reason why you should not be able to meet with them, as long as the size of the meeting is relatively small. But again, here I really suggest that you follow the guidelines of the government, that they will provide you with some ideas what is possible, what is not possible.
Right.
But I really encourage you not to sit at your room the entire day, 24/7. This is not very healthy, I would say. So go out as long as we can and have a chat with each other and discuss it. You can also discuss it online. There are numerous ways of having a social interaction. And I really encourage you to explore them.
We also have in this call Anton Alexeev. He is preparing for a PhD, Anton, and you are afraid that you may not defend it at the moment that you originally planned.
Yes, that's right. But actually, it's not only the main concern, because if it was only delayed, it could be okay. But also, the whole situation with coronavirus can lead to some kind of economical stagnation and probably some difficulties with finding a job afterwards. So then the question is actually to the rector that will TUI somehow help the PhD students who are about to graduate probably by extending their contracts because they're going to have the delay with the receiving the degree, and this can interact with the problems of searching the job afterwards.
We haven't discussed that particular aspect of it yet. I hope you understand this is really a new situation for us as well. But we'll put it on the agenda. Really, what we've done is we say for a certain period of time we have to postpone the defenses, at least the physical defenses. Under exceptional circumstances, we can organize a digital defense, but that's a more or less an exceptional case. In terms of the job market, it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen there. We just don't know. I have no idea, to be honest. There are lots of people that have thoughts about it, but we have to wait to see how that develops. And also, we need to basically wait a little bit to see what the government is going to do in this respect, what sort of measures that they take to protect the individuals. But as the university, we do not have a clear position at this point in time. It's something that we still need to discuss.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I really suggest that you keep on having the interaction with the supervisor. And clearly we will inform the supervisors of any measures that we're going to take.
Well,
so all in all, this is really a test case to what extent education, the higher education at universities, can go digital in the end. Apparently for PhD defenses, we still prefer to have the face-to-face ceremonial event. Is that for a kind of quality control, or is that also because of the ceremony is something that is supposed to be also a ceremony for friends and family?
The feedback that we get from PhD candidates is that they really appreciate the ceremony. Maybe you could have the defense online as well, but it's not nearly as ceremonial, if you like, as a physical exercise. With respect to the master students, we've said, okay, we can do that online if they want to. They can also postpone it. It's really up to the individual, but that can happen online. But I think for PhD defense, where we basically quite often also invite outside-in guests, sometimes from across the world, it's a very important event, I think, for the individual, and it deserves a ceremonial event. And that's also the feedback that we have from most of our PhD candidates. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's the way we see it.
Anton, do you see the defense as a ceremony for friends and family, or really a moment that you have to show to be the expert in this field?
Well, I think the defense is a key point in the PhD completion, because actually that's the point where the candidate has to really show that he learned something, show that he learned soft skills like presentation of science, like ability to answer the questions, etc. So I would say that the ceremony is kind of a must thing. But on the other hand, regarding all these circumstances of a lot of people probably being not able to attend the ceremony, like the international committee members, etc., probably some reasonable adjustments can be done towards it.
Mm-hmm. And then we have been talking about the education, about social contacts. There's also a lot of research being done at the universities. I'm hearing about conferences being cancelled or trying to do things in a virtual way with video conferencing. Is this the moment that a lot of bright ideas will come up when people work at home? Or is this a moment where science will struggle? What is your feeling as an academic, Professor Frank Bayens?
I think it will be a mixture of both. Sometimes you see that under these circumstances, brilliant ideas pop up and new research directions really emerge. But it also is, I think, for a large number of people, a real struggle. Because the interaction that you have with your colleagues is being reduced, even in a theoretical setting. But in particular, for those that have experimental work to do, it's a major headache. So I hope that there is a, during this period that we will now have, and I difficult to anticipate how long it will last, that those that rely on experimental work find the time useful to do other things in their research period. But it's certainly it's a major headache. Almost all conferences have been cancelled. I know a few that actually are being replaced by an online version, which is certainly not the same. So it will have a major impact on research. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
One really funny remark that one of the students made was, is the entire university going to be disinfected after this?
I don't think that's necessary, because they're looking at the lifespan of these viruses. And the longest lifespan that I have seen is on stainless steel, actually. There's one research report about it. It's about 2 or 3 days. So that's it. I think if it has gone away, if you would wait a week, there's no longer a danger. But this is certainly something that will be investigated closely.
Yeah, and there was also a suggestion of having more hand sanitizers at the university around at different spots to keep hygiene just over the years,
Well, having the appropriate hygiene, I think, is very important under these circumstances. So whatever measure that we have to take, we will certainly take it.
Thank you.
Andy?
For me, I as mentioned previously, I'm a first year bachelor's, and all of us have to conform to a binding study agreement. However, it is the expectation of many people. And as U.S. President Trump mentioned in a speech yesterday, that this may last until late summer. So one question that a lot of first years have is how the university is planning to respond to the concern that this may last until after the first year should usually end, and if this response from the university is pending official government decrees.
we're fully aware of that situation, and we really understand the difficulty that you're in. It's something that we are discussing at the national scale, so the binding study advice, and we will come up with an answer, I hope, relatively soon.
A podcast by Radio for Brainport with the rector of Eindhoven University of Technology, Professor Frank Baijens, about how the university copes with the coronavirus. Many thanks also to Limi Karapuchal, writer for Cursor and student at Eindhoven University of Technology, Chaitali Sengupta, journalist for EindhovenNews.com, student Andy Bergoya, he is a first-year bachelor student at Eindhoven University of Technology, and Anton Alexeev, who is preparing for his PhD defense at the university. My name is Jean-Paul Lennartz. Thank you for listening.